Hi, everybody. This is Scott Saad. I hope you're doing well. Hope that your week is off to a good start. Today, I wanted to read a full article and then just one passage from another article, both of which are perfect manifestations of the type of hell that our societies are going to sink towards if we don't eradicate this open, overt racism masquerading as progressivism. The first one, I've shared these already on my social media over the past few weeks, but I thought it might be worthwhile to document them here on my YouTube channel and on my podcast. So the first one is in a outlet called The Root by an individual named Damon Young. The title of the article is rather direct: Whiteness is a Pandemic. So here we go. I don't have much to add here today that hasn't already been said. Whiteness is a public health crisis. It shortens life expectancies. It pollutes air. It constricts equilibrium. It devastates forests. It melts ice caps. It sparks and funds wars. It flattens dialects. It infects consciousness. And it kills people. White people and people who are not white, my mom included. There will be people who die in 2050 because of white supremacy-induced decisions from 1850. Now, this is being published today in the 21st century in an outlet, but there is no outrage towards this individual. A line can and should be drawn from the actions of the white supremacist who walked into three Atlanta area massage parlors yesterday and allegedly killed eight people, six of whom were of Asian descent, to the relentless anti-Asian rhetoric pollinating national discourse over the past year. The former president and the party of the former president can and should be blamed for this and the sudden increase of racist violence against Asian Americans. I'm guessing here he means Donald Trump, you know, referring to the coronavirus that comes from Wuhan, China, as the coronavirus that comes from Wuhan, China. That's what's causing the hatred towards Asian Americans. The line doesn't stop there, though. It extends back 400 years and has tentacles clawing everywhere white supremacy exists here in America, which is everywhere. So there's really intergenerational skin hue based, hate that, permeates every nook and cranny of our societies. There's a line connecting this act of terror to the 11 people killed at the Tree of Life Synagogue in 2018 and the 9 people killed at Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in 2015, of course, but also to gentrification, to redlining, to racial profiling, to gerrymandering, to voter suppression, to mass incarceration, to the war on drugs, to the subprime mortgage crisis, to the vast disparities in both COVID deaths and who receives COVID vaccinations, to how the men and women who stormed the Capitol just went home and had dinner with their families afterward. And what is, you know, common to all of these situations is that the people who, you know, are responsible for it have white skin. While we were still processing and recovering from what we witnessed, they were already back on their couches watching Criminal Minds, the television show. White supremacy is a virus. Well, I should know about such phenomena since I wrote The Parasitic Mind. So white supremacy is a virus that, like other viruses, will not die until there are no bodies left for it to infect, which means the only way to stop it is to locate it, isolate it, extract it, and kill it. I guess a vaccine could work too, but we've had 400 years to develop one, so I won't hold my breath. So this noble individual talked about how, you know, we need to eradicate whiteness and so on, how whiteness is responsible for everything, including his mom's death, who, as I understand it, tragically passed away from her illness. Now, next, I'm going to talk about a professor of, let's see what she is a professor of, I think Asian American Studies. Her name is Jennifer Ho, H-O. And so here we go. Let me just read you a small little part from her. White supremacy is an ideology, a pattern of values and beliefs that are ingrained in nearly every system and institution in the US. It is a belief that to be white is to be human and invested with inalienable universal rights, and that to be not white means you are less than human, a disposable object for others to abuse and misuse. And just before the previous paragraph, she wrote the following: "The point I've made through all of those experiences is that anti-race Asian racism has the same source as anti-black racism, white supremacy." This next, I would need you to really digest the next sentence. So when a black person attacks an Asian person, the encounter is fueled perhaps by racism, but very specifically by white supremacy. White supremacy does not require a white person to perpetuate it. You see what I mean? So, for example, in the Rwandan crisis, when, you know, one tribe of Rwandans were killing another tribe of Rwandans, and they were both black people, you know, you might be confused into thinking, well, this is an example of not white supremacy because it's blacks killing other blacks. No, that's white supremacy. When you have, for example, the Sudanese exterminating the South Sudanese, both black, you might think, oh, that's between blacks. Wrong. That's white supremacy. When a black man attacks an Asian American woman, you might think that, aha, that's an example of a black person attacking, so we can blame him for it or his immutable traits. Wrong, she explains to us, this professor. That's white supremacy. We had a recent other article, which I didn't pull out here for this clip, where someone was talking about multiracial whiteness. So, for example, Larry Elder, a black man who despises all this, you might say, oh, well, he's a black man, so how could he be conservative? How could he be for Trump? Well, that's just because he suffers from multiracial whiteness. Thomas Sowell, the black economist, leading public intellectual, who hates all this woke stuff, you may say, well, he's a black man. No, he is suffering from multiracial whiteness. So all of my satire has proven to be true. It's catching up to my satire. So now you could be black, but you suffer from multiracial whiteness. You could be a black man attacking an Asian American woman. That's a manifestation of white supremacy. And then you have a noble black man writing about why we need to eradicate, isolate, and kill whiteness. This is going to end really well. Gee, if only I knew of a society that I come from where deep tribal fault lines led to the massacre of hundreds of thousands of people. Oh yeah, the Lebanese Civil War. Keep at it and see what happens if you continue spewing this kind of nonsense cloaked in the robe of progressivism. What a shame that we are throwing away all of the foundational values that made the West the anomalous societies that, you know, one could hope to live in. We're throwing it all away, again, under the cloak of progressive ideas that are anything but progressive. Have a good day, everybody.